everyone. Welcome to the Between the Lions postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. It's another sad one as the Vikings fall to the Bears at Soldier Field, 20-10. PA, voice of the Vikings, is with me. Happy Halloween. What'd you think?
Happy Halloween. You know, this was the 300th game I broadcast in my career, and I want to thank the Vikings Entertainment Network for earlier in the day with a touching thing that they put at Vikings.com and at Vikings via Twitter. And you know what? The 300th game that I called on the Vikings Radio Network was a loss to Chicago. The first regular season game I called in 2002 was a loss to Chicago.
Huh.
When it comes to road games against Chicago, it's just way too frequent of a common thread. Whether you're at Champaign, whether it's Chad Hutchinson on this field in 2003, whether it's Devin Aromashadu beating Antoine Winfield on a double move in overtime in 2009, it's just very difficult for this team to win here. That's what I think. It sucks. I'm very disappointed that the Vikings lost this evening, specifically the way they lost, with what Jordan Howard, the fifth-round rookie from Indiana, was able to do against one of the, if not the best, defenses in the NFL. It's disheartening.
Yeah, Jordan Howard, who is a dual threat, runner and catcher, had 200 yards of total offense and a touchdown against this Vikings defense, a Vikings defense that was on the field seemingly the entire night because we couldn't do much on offense. We didn't get a touchdown until late in the game. So it's really it doesn't really make much sense to start nitpicking at all the things that didn't work well, because really Coach Zimmer and the team are going to have to go back and everyone's going to have to do better.
On a short week against Detroit. Now they come back to U.S. Bank Stadium. Team's undefeated there. The quarterback has played his best ball at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah.
The offensive line has protected its best at U.S. Bank Stadium. You know, and via my radio show on The Fan or Vikings mailbag with Wobby at Vikings.com, there's going to be a lot of offensive line and pass protection negativity. And I understand it. Now, remember, this is a line that lost Matt Khalil and Andre Smith. It's two starting tackles, and a lot of wear and tear has been put on a lot of different guys. So it needs to get better, ain't no doubt about it. No excuse making here. Bradford was sacked again 5 times this evening. But, you know, there can be a galvanizing moment by getting a victory at home, improving to 6-2, beating a division rival.
Yep.
And the offensive staff absolutely has to find a way to do a better job to protect this quarterback. If it doesn't, the defense is going to be on the field too much. It's going to get worn down. Quarterback's going to get hit too much. It's a very key time of the season right now for the Minnesota Vikings.
This is a week-to-week league in the NFL. I mean, look at this game here tonight. Look at New Orleans beating Seattle. You know, what Carolina did to Arizona. Week-to-week league. Yep. And no matter how bad something is 1 week, you have to rebound quickly and play better the next week and get back in the win column. That's what the Vikings will be charged with next week when they host Detroit, as Paul said. PA's 300th game is not merely a footnote. It's a big deal. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you.
We got to get back to Minnesota for a short week. Get ready for the Detroit Lions. 20-10, unfortunately, the Vikings lose. Not much more to say other than that. Got to regroup and get back on the winning track next week. Stay tuned to Vikings.com. Listen to PA in the morning, 9 to noon on FM 100.3 The Fan. We'll talk some more Vikings. It'll be therapeutic, and we'll get a win next week.